Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're on ESPN 2. We're on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN. We pop up. You can download our podcast. Hey, what ESPN crew wins a 2-on-2 pickup tournament? Jay have been challenged by Barton Hahn.
Not Barton Hahn, that's for damn sure.
This is exactly what I needed on a hump day. You know what I mean? They're coming in key, late games last night, Minnesota. I have to wake up to hearing sound from Barton Hahn about sweep the leg and key being out of breath. Oh, that's what I needed. Thank you.
Please, man.
What's interesting
to me? I can't even entertain stupidity.
What's interesting to me is they're messing around. They're on the air. I mean, like, you know, whatever. They're having a good time. And you guys, like, you know, Jay two-time player of the year, second overall in the draft to Yao Ming, who was 7'6", key first player selected in the NFL draft, had a great career. These guys, the common theme is you're so competitive, both of you, that someone else messes around and you guys get serious. Serious. You're not playing.
No.
Yeah, I want to play them even if they were messing around. I still want to play them.
Yeah,
the fact that you even put my name in your mouth, It's time to really put up a shut up.
You hear that, Barton Hahn? Keep our mother names out of your mouth. That's how I feel about it.
We should get him in the studio.
We need a court at the South Street Seaport.
No, it's plenty of courts. We can find the court. That's easy. We can go to the Gauchos Gym.
I'm inviting people. I'm inviting everybody.
Jay, we got the Gauchos Gym. I can get it in the Bronx. We can go right across the street to Brooklyn over there where they built the new courts at. And put it this way, we can get ESPN to build a court right outside if we really want to. They'll do it, 100%. They'll spend that money.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
I can't believe they tried us, though, Max. I understand we got to move on, but I can't believe that.
I love it. Who says we have to move on?
Like, it's ridiculous, though, dog. Like,
can
come on,
Bart
man.
Even dribble?
I like Hahn, but Hahn going to use up his fouls quickly. And Bart, come on, like you said, can Bart even dribble? Does he even know how to move around on the basketball court?
So we got to establish rules, right?
Bart was a nice linebacker, stiff.
Key, I think this is important because I got caught out there one time. So I had to play Andrew Schultz, and we were joking around with the game. It turned into this whole beef, and the game was to 10, and I spotted him 9 points. But we didn't establish rules, right? So one of the things that I made a mistake, he had unlimited dribbles. So for one possession, he literally dribbled the ball around for like 9-10 minutes. I'm like, see, I can't do this. So we should set some parameters. Mm-hmm. It should be 5 max dribbles, and the game is to 7. Winner gets ball. Are you cool with those rules, Key?
I mean, whatever. I had enough confidence that we can spot them points and they ain't going to – trust me, Jay, they not going to beat us, so I'm not worried about
I'll spot them 5, game to 7. I'll spot them 5.
Like I said, there's certain people you can look at in sports and know, Max, that ain't it.
I would spot them 5 and let them get the ball, Key.
Oh, God, dog, I'm telling you, they're not going
to
beat us.
You're going to spot them all the points?
No, I'll spot them 5.
They not going to beat us, Max.
It's principle.
I'm listening.
You're not listening, man. They not going to beat us.
Y'all got Key clapping on national TV.
You know what my money is.
You know what happens when a dude from Compton starts clapping? You ever see somebody from Compton start clapping when they start talking?
Yes.
That's where y'all got this man right now.
Man, I'm from South L.A. I'm not from Compton.
Different
parts of L.A.
Okay, yeah.
But I understand what you're saying.
Got you. You know what I meant. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got it.
I got hype.
Man, they not going to beat us. I'm telling you.
That's me.
They not going to beat us. I don't even worry about people like that. Dudes like that, come on, man. You got a dude with a neck this big that can't move, stiff as a board. And you got another dude I like Hahn. Hahn is cool. He a nice model.
He a nice dude. He's a nice model.
Yeah, he a nice guy. That's John Conkett.
See,
you know who that was?
Key,
the dude from the Hawks that played for SMU.
See, Key Allen's the dude that when he gets off the team bus, you be like, damn, he big. He look like he can play.
Yeah, he
and then
cool.
You see him in warm-up line, he's cool. Like, oh, this ain't
it. Yeah, he number 40, he number 45. He cool.
He faked us out. Got us with the walking faked, off the bus outfit.
Hey, look, he pump faked us through the three hole. Play action passed us.
He looked right coming off that bus, boy. He had the Jordans on. He had all the gear.
Walking on his tippy toes, all that. With a backpack on his tippy toes, with a hoodie.
You don't think Bart Scott even pulls that off, Key, huh?
Nah.
Have you seen Bart Scott walk? His feet are duck feet. He walk like this. His feet are out, man. He like this.
10-2
You said what?
I don't know.
Said,
I know they got a good radio show. They're entertaining.
10-2
Come on, man. I can't.
Look, Bart act like he in shape. Man, look,
it
we got the
me off when I got dudes like that talking. Like, come on, man. You do a good job on the radio, but this real when you start challenging me.
Key Bart
this
out real. Here in real life like
Bart
Spice Adams.
Bart ain't going to beat me in no
Bart
sport
Bart is like
ever
Spice
in
Adams in real life. If y'all go Google Spice Adams, shoot. That is Bart. That
man,
is how Bart,
ain't gonna
plays
beat
basketball.
Me. Jay, Bart would beat me in no sport. Nothing. Nothing.
Y'all got to see this
I don't even play golf. Spice He'll Adams never shoot. Beat me in golf. And I don't even play. He ain't going to beat me in bowling. Nothing.
How about in linebackering? Could he beat you in linebacking?
He might beat me in that because he played it longer than me. But if I played it at the same time he did and as long as he did, not a chance.
That's actually a check. I was checking to see how serious he is. He's being
he
dead
ain't
up.
Athletic
he's being
enough
dead
to
up.
Beat me in nothing, got man. He don't clapping. Even dress.
He's being dead
first
up.
First of all,
I said
he
linebacking.
Can't even dress right to beat me in nothing.
It reminds me of my
please.
Cousin Tay-Tay. Whenever Tay-Tay started clapping like that, like somebody's
man,
about
please.
To get clapped.
Man, y'all, come on, man. Let's get
somebody's
the show
about
going
to get clapped.
On, man.
You
I can't
to
even
tell you. You know
I
what
can't
it is,
even
too.
Waste another 6 minutes right now at this segment.
All right, in that case,
when your cousin's name Tay-Tay, it's not Tay, it's Tay-Tay.
We don't have to. I just wasn't going to get off that topic when you guys were that hot. Listen. Russell Westbrook had some stuff to say about comments that AD and LeBron made. Do you want to hear what Russell Westbrook had to say?
Absolutely.
Let's play it.
LeBron and AD were very clear with like that Westbrook was. Like we heard that a lot.
Yeah, but that wasn't true.
That's what I was going to say. Let's be honest. Yeah, how much of it is fit and challenge from that? How much of it do you think was maybe something else, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of where we are on the floor, positioning, fit and challenge, trial and error, being able to play with on the floor with each other, finding ways to be able to utilize us to the best of our ability. And it's that simple. I just, you know.
Do you ever feel like yourself this season on the court?
Very rarely. Not like, you know, there were times and spurts, but I was just trying to find my way, honestly, just trying to do whatever it is that was asked of me.
Look, I agree with what Westbrook said. Guys, I don't know how you feel. My issue with Westbrook is this, and I love Westbrook, but if everything has to be just right, you know, for him to be, well, we weren't on the floor together. True. Absolutely true. He needs to figure out what the argument I was making is every year he's on a new team with new teammates, takes him about half a season to figure it out. But in this case, he didn't have the half season because they were never playing together. So it's not that I disagree with anything he's saying. I'm just saying, boy, that's a lot you need for him to be able to operate effectively. And then what does that get you? Because so far, in spite of the fact he's been on a lot of great teams, he's never won a championship. So it's getting – he's just not in a great – he doesn't look good at the moment, even to me, Jay, saying that.
But I don't think people – I'm not making excuses for Russell because I think Russell could have played a lot better, even though his numbers aren't that far off from what they've typically been other than his points per game. They've been down. I think people – overestimate, right, how difficult it is to play alongside LeBron James, especially for a guy who has a skill set of Russell Westbrook, Key. Russ finds his rhythm with the ball in his hands. It's been this way his entire career. You know when James Harden pounds the ball 30 times between his legs? Like, that helps James get into rhythm. Russell Westbrook is a transition version of that. Right? Like, the ball needs to be in his hands, pass, assist, stat, like all these things. He accumulates it. So I don't like that the headline then becomes, well, Russ is calling LeBron and AD a liar because he said let Russ be. He's just explaining to you the nuances of why he feels like he didn't get to that ultimate level. Now, I think there's some excuse making in there, but I hear what he's saying. I don't like how the narrative's been twisted, like he's attacking LeBron and AD for saying, oh, that's not the case. They never really let me cook.
Yeah, I want to run it back, Max. I want to give him an opportunity. That's how I feel.
You want to give Westbrook another shot next year?
Yeah, I want to give him another shot. I'm not ready to move on from him just because it didn't work out this year due to injuries and everything else. We got to be fair in this situation, and sometimes we are a little too harsh on guys that we expect a lot from.
I agree, by the way. Get some shooters and get some health. Health and shooters will fix a lot of what ails the Lakers. All right. The question is, will Russell Westbrook's comments cost the Lakers a big-time head coach? We'll explain coming up. Plus, John Konkak himself, Key. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Bart Scott and Alan Hahn had the following to say about an ESPN, a potential ESPN basketball tournament.
J. Will and Keyshawn, you know, we sweep the leg, but you know, sweep the leg on Jay Weezy.
That's easy.
Keyshawn gonna run out of breath.
I like Hahn. Hahn is cool. That's John Konkak.
Alan's the dude that when he gets off the team bus, you be like, damn, he big. He look like he can play.
Yeah, he cool.
And then
cool.
You see him in warm-up line, he's cool. Like, oh, this ain't
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he number 45. He cool.
He faked this out.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Guys, here are Bart and Hahn. Entertaining radio hosts here on ESPN. Got a good show. Talking about what you just heard on the way in. An ESPN, a potential ESPN hoops tournament. And how they would handle this show.
It's like, only people I think could get us some work, maybe, is Jalen and Jacoby. Because Jacoby like look like he can shoot spot up three.
I think he still plays.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I think other than that, I'm not worried about Chris Carlin and Chris Canty. We got them barbecue chicken. I don't think it's nobody else, period. I'm talking about both. I'm talking about the national
about
and the local.
Greeny and the hashtag crew, do you think we could take on them?
Oh, yeah.
If all of the hashtags played and it's Jay just
Will
you and me?
Jay Will and Keyshawn, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. We just said, you know, we sweep the leg, but, you know, sweep the leg on Jay Weezy. Keyshawn going to run out of breath.
That we would destroy the Greeny.
I think we'd have. Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, would Max pass? That's the question.
Well, that's all I would do. I know it's the only thing I could do. I only shoot when I know I'm the best at it. Like, for example, this thing right here. You know what I mean?
the fact that Bart would even, I feel bad for Alan Hahn because he set him up.
Yeah, he did. But, you know, Alan didn't really respond to you and I.
Because he's smart.
Alan's about to respond because with us now is the man himself, Alan Hahn, ladies and gentlemen.
I just want Key and Jay to check their phones real quick because that layup line thing, that cut me deep, Jay. Check your phone right now and you tell me what I look like in a layup line. Go ahead.
Now you're dunking the ball and layup. Okay.
And that's on the way down, by the way, that picture.
Let me see,
just
Jay.
Let you know, that's on the way down.
Is it on the way down? It kind of seems like it's, it's in between.
It's not the rim, it's on the way down.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. That was not the apex. Yeah. Back then, you couldn't catch pictures that quickly back then.
What I would say, though, is you tall enough to be at the rim. That's good. You are already at the damn
How
rim.
How tall are you, Alan?
I'm 6'6".
Right. Wait, Alan, we have live footage of Bart warming up as well. Would you like to see that?
Yeah, that's I totally would like to see that.
That's how Bart looks when he shoots like Spice Adams out there. Yeah, you're getting shots.
Oh, man, come on, man.
We're going to double team Han. I'm going to leave the entire offensive load for
worst.
Bart Scott.
The worst.
That's what happens when you shoot when you got no neck, Alan. It's you know what I mean?
It's like Along Came Polly. Let it rain!
Let it rain. White chocolate.
Alan, I actually, listening to the audio, heard a lot of respect for Key and Jay because sweep the leg and Key'll run out of breath sounds to me like an admission. Yeah, they're better, but we could figure it out. Is that what you guys were saying?
Oh, I didn't get to ask how many fouls do I get because we know that's got to be part of the game. If we're playing call your own fouls, and forget about it. Like, then there's no chance.
Yeah, this is what. So Pat Costello, our producer, is going to referee. So we already established
No, we can't do that. No, that can't happen.
No, I'm going to be a ref. I'm going to be a crooked ref, and I'm only going to call good stuff for you.
Yeah,
Han,
right. Referee from Philadelphia. We can trust that.
I got $200 on you guys, Han. So.
Don't tell people that you're going to be crooked before you have a chance to be crooked.
Well, he's going to be crooked for them.
Exactly. You know, a Philly ref, that always works out. No, I think we have to get
You know me, Alan. I love you to death, but I take it personal when people start challenging my athletic ability and feel like I'm a dump truck or I take it personal. Your co-host, he put his foot in his mouth.
Oh, I'm not worried about that because I've seen him play, actually. He and I have actually shot around. I've seen him play. I'm pretty confident.
What does that mean, pretty confident?
Like I'm pretty confident in his ability to play. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like shoot?
I've seen him play.
This is not
some kind of radio gig thing. This is not some kind of a gag. He can ball. Like, I have no problem –
going on the court with Bart Scott.
No, I don't.
Against me and Jay Will, you have no problem doing that.
No, I'm fine with that. I know what he can do.
Can Bart score? When you say, but this is where I'm starting to lose you, Alan, because you and I, we talk hoops pretty much daily.
Yeah.
Right? When you say a guy can ball, that means something different to me. Does that mean the same thing to you? Or are we talking about like rec ball?
Well, I mean, look, there's levels here.
Okay, well, thank you.
So, when I say he can ball, I mean at this level. Like,
what does this level mean?
I'm with you, Jay.
I hate to break this to you guys. You guys are right now radio guys. Like, so that's the level where everything's in context, right? You're radio guys. If I'm saying he could ball like at the level that Jay was when he was in the NBA, no, of course I'm not talking about that level.
Okay, so you think. Jason Williams has dropped down so far to radio level talent, and I was already at radio level talent, and I may be even lower.
Key, did you ride your bike to the studio today? How'd you get to the studio?
No, I've got it in my damn car. Why would
I ride my bike? Because your cardio then on the day has been get out of the car, walk to the studio, right? That's your cardio?
Oh, so
that's
you
messed up,
okay?
Hon.
So
is that your cardio today?
Because
you
so
when you
don't
be your bike,
the belt,
he's getting his cardio.
So you're telling me I'm out of shape, is what you're saying?
Well, yes, you're a shape.
Pretty clearly, he's saying that, Key.
I mean, you're a shape.
Okay. Okay.
I'm glad there's different shapes.
You're saying he is a shape. You are a shape is what I'm saying.
John Konkak, I am so glad.
Well, we got Harry Douglas as our substitute then.
Wait. No, you're not going to start recruiting people.
Well, I'm allowed. I got that. Harry Douglas and I've been texting. He's going to be our substitute guy.
I'll tell you what.
I'm so glad that you have taken on
the NBA.
That's right, exactly.
I am so glad you have taken on this challenge. I am so glad that you have taken on this challenge. I really am.
There's no ringers. There's no extra guys. It's 2-on-2. No
I'm so
points.
Glad. Jay, I'm glad.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Because I'm not going to let this happen. Max, are you not part of this show?
No, I'm not playing. You get out of here.
What do you mean you're not playing?
Whoa, Alan. I can explain. He's Ben Simmons right now. He has lower back issues.
I got. First of all, I can't play at all. And second of all, I got herniated discs. I can barely move.
Yeah, he's well, at least, come back and play in a championship game. That's what. bring Max back for a championship bucket.
I feel like an excuse just got made here because, I mean, I thought it was show versus – this is all about team?
You just want an extra guy on the floor with him? Okay, I'll stand on the floor.
I'll tell you what, I like my
guys.
Chances better if you were on the floor. That's how I look at it.
Well, that's for sure, but I don't have to – who says I got to touch the ball?
Yeah,
I just got
to
stand there.
Use him, huh?
I'm happy to stand there and watch them bust
you
guys.
Like...
You know, you guys can't beat no Jay Will and Key. Come on. Jay Will, if he was on a court warming up with an NBA team right now, you would not be able to tell the difference. You would assume he's a player.
So Max is basically Ben Simmons. He just stands out there and does nothing?
Hey, Alan, we took it another step further. We would like to spot you 5 points.
Jay always has to get
into
this.
In game 2-7. I would like to spot you in Bart.
Jay,
5 points.
If you spot him game five, you have a chance of losing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fine. Key. This is great. Max and I talked about this the other day. This is the Jordan rule. I want you to be at your best.
Yes.
So I can look
absolutely
you in the eye and say, oh, we gave you 5 points and we still
absolutely
your ass
MJ
the
wanted
five.
To know he took your soul.
It's amazing. Like, I feel like we're the sisters of the poor. Like, you understand that. I mean, I understand I didn't play at your level, but I know how to play. And
yeah,
Bart was an athlete. Like, Key was an athlete. Like, you weren't an athlete. Like, this is not something where you're playing against a couple of scrubs, man. Like,
let me be honest.
You
want
to give me five? I'll take the five if you're dumb enough to do that. But we don't need to put in those.
I'm
going
to be honest with you.
I just don't understand how you can't play as a team. Like, this is it's crazy.
No,
you can't play as a team.
Don't try to skip over it, huh? Yes, Bart was an athlete. He played in the NFL. He played in the National Football League.
Right.
He was a freaking linebacker. Okay? That's what he was. He wasn't no damn athlete. He was a linebacker. Hell out of here with that, man. Please.
Wait a minute. See, that's another conversation that you guys can have. Like, that's not what, like, that's when I was.
Is he not good?
Well, I could mediate that conversation.
He was a good linebacker.
He's
no good athlete. I'm not about to let you put him on par with me. Are you crazy? I'll beat Bart in any sport out there, including NASCAR.
Oh, wow.
NASCAR.
What made you choose NASCAR?
Yeah, because it's just another sport that I don't participate in. I beat him in golf.
He just went to an extreme
bowling
sport.
What you
start
pick
off
a sport.
With NASCAR, though. You should start with
anything,
golf and bowling.
Anything but swimming.
Yeah,
swimming
like,
can get me.
Yeah. I was about to say, just don't do anything crazy. Don't.
Anything but swimming.
Listen, man, Bart ain't good.
Sorry,
y'all got
you guys.
Me fired up, huh?
Yeah.
I'm fired up, and I'm going to make this happen. Don't you ever worry.
I know how to get you off your game, Alan.
Not worried.
I know how to get you off your game, Alan. You know how?
Me?
It's going to mess up your hair every time you have the ball. You don't.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah, you don't.
That does bother me.
You mess with the hair.
Yeah, but that's a foul, though. You can't do
that. Is it a foul?
I think it is.
Not with Pat Costello referee.
Well, I know I don't have to worry about that with you, though, Jay. So that's I'll have to come up with something else.
You out there playing with a dude.
Alan.
What?
Look at that great picture.
There could be a relation there. There could be a relation. That could be a cousin easily.
Look at the
who is that? John Conkett.
Yeah.
I wish I had his contract. I'll tell you that.
Look at the look. It's not far
listen,
off.
Listen. I watched him play when I was in like just learning how to play basketball, and that's watching him in the NBA made me think.
When was that?
I have
two
a shot.
Years ago?
Like I have a shot at the league.
Was that 2 years
wait,
ago?
You watched Konkak and thought like I'm going to make the league.
Yeah, like you see guys like that and Greg Kite, and you're like, well, I can definitely get in the league.
And you were
Greg Kite.
You were 6'6" at what age?
Tim McCormick
Alan?
Was it? Tim McCormick was a good player.
Yeah. Alan, yeah. You were 6'6" at what age?
I hit 6'6", yeah, that's I peaked. I hit 6'6" at about 10th grade.
Yeah, so if you're
I was
6'4
as a freshman, I know that, and then it just stopped. Like, I was supposed – like, we had doctors that said, oh, he's going to be 7 feet tall. It never happened.
So you thought you were the next Kurt Rambis, huh?
Something like that. I don't know if it was Kurt Rambis, but
Chuck Nevitt.
Yeah, Chuck Nevitt was probably more – and
now what's going to have to happen, is everyone's going to have to tune in to Bart and Hahn to see – what they have to say about this entire thing later this afternoon. Martin Hahn here on ESPN Radio.
Glad we got you triggered.
It's ridiculous. I'm so mad. I can't even – I'm mad right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Legit.
That kind of emotion tells me that there's a part of you that doesn't want to believe that maybe there's some truth to this. Like
no,
it bothers
that,
you.
No, the emotion is that you tried
right.
me. You and your co-host tried me and Jay. Like it doesn't even make any sense. And it's not a bit. Like, y'all really tried us. Like, I can't believe that you would have the audacity. You have the audacity, you and him, to think that y'all could even step on the same floor with us.
Well.
That's ridiculous.
You, I think
so
so
that's, the only way, that's the only way you guys can beat us is you guys have to swipe my leg, huh? You have to injure me.
Well, you understand
can't play that. Straight up, right?
That's look, we all have our tactics.
Because I, you know. Essentially, I got one leg. So you're saying me with one leg, mm-hmm. you have to injure my leg.
Yeah, you have to hop out there with a dude.
I'm hearing more now. All of a sudden, we're adding excuses to the. Oh, I only got one leg, and Key's like, well,
I'm not adding excuses.
Wait, adding excuses? You guys are saying you're going to sweep
Max?
Max
suddenly can't play because he like Ben Simmons. I got a bad back.
Well, I mean, I'll stand out. You guys said you take on any crew. If you want me to stand out on the court and watch Jay do his thing, I'm happy to do it. I just get a better view.
Everybody's got to touch the basketball, though. That's a rule.
Oh, see, now you're making up rules.
Now you're making up rules. All right, Alan Hahn, ladies and gentlemen. The ESPN 2-on-2 tournament is the hot ticket brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seat Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live.
I love it. You can
watch Bart and Hahn. I highly recommend it. Weekdays at noon. By the way, streams daily on ESPN+. Plus, and, of course, you can hear him right here on ESPN Radio.
Look at Bart's tie. Man, please.
Dan Orlovsky is coming right up.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
Bart Scott and Alan Hahn had the following to say about an ESPN, a potential ESPN basketball tournament.
Jay Will and Keyshawn, we sweep the leg, but sweep the leg on Jay Weezy.
That's
Keyshawn gonna run out of breath.
I like Hahn. Hahn is cool. That's John Concat.
Alan's the dude that when he gets off the team bus, you be like, damn, he big. He look like he can play.
Yeah, he cool.
And then
cool.
You see him in warm-up line, he's cool. Like, oh, this ain't
it. Yeah, he number 40. He number 45. He cool.
He faked us out.
Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So which ESPN crew wins a 2-on-2 tournament? My money is on my guys, Jay and Key. Key can play, and Jay was the second two-time player of the year in college and second overall pick in the NBA draft. And I don't care if they say Jay has to hop on one leg. You ain't beating no Jay Will in basketball.
Promise to God you're not.
Dan Orlovsky with us now, guys.
I got my Kobe Bryant face on.
ESPN football analyst.
We're talking 2v2?
Yeah, Dan, who wins the ESPN 2-on-2 tournament?
Yeah, give me Marcus Spears and I'll take anybody. Give me Marcus. We'll take out Key. Listen, Key and Jay Will, I think, would be the easier matchup strictly because I don't want to take a shot at Key too early. I heard Bart take a shot at Key. We would beat Key and Jay Will. I would take Jay Will. I'd play defense on Jay Will. All I need to do, Marcus, to do is rough. I'd take away his right, make him go left, right into Marcus. I'd make sure Marcus stayed on my right. Marcus is a big human being, like a very big human being. I'd want Marcus to just rough Keyshawn up, just elbows and elbow. I feel like Marcus right now could hang athletically with Keyshawn. Back in the day, maybe not, but right now, athletically could hang with Keyshawn. And with Alan and Bart, not an issue.
You done lost your damn
not
mind,
an issue.
Man.
Not an issue.
I understand you be having hot takes and good stuff and stuff. You realize, Dan, you just lost your damn mind? You really have lost your damn mind,
Dan?
Key, I don't think that you're giving enough credence to how good Marcus was at hoop. Like, Marcus.
No, I get it. I understand it. But you don't understand what Marcus is going up against. Like, I don't. Like, what you think? You think I was just a wide receiver, football player? That was it? Like, you don't know anything about my background?
No,
I know your background, but
I'm putting respect on Marcus's background. And I'm saying right now, I think Marcus
really?
Can hang with you.
I'd get super tough,
gritty defense with Jay Will. Like, I'd be tough with Jay Will.
I love Jay Will, Dan? What's the matter
Dan,
with
Dan,
you?
Dan,
bro,
I grew up
Dan,
watching Jay Will. I grew 60, up watching Jay Will. I hated Jay Will.
Y'all crazy as hell.
It's 65 degrees out right now, Dan. We live 2 miles away from each other.
We can go to Combo Beach and get it in.
I will meet you at the court today.
Yeah.
I will meet you at the court today, Dan.
Well, I can't.
Crazy,
I got to work till 6 o'clock tonight, but I'm free tomorrow.
I will wait for you tonight with the lights on.
I'll be free tomorrow.
It'll be Wednesday night lights in Westport, Connecticut.
We can get it at Combo Beach right now. We can get it
at Combo
Beach. I grew up watching you, Jay.
You can't just put yourself in the Swagoo team over Kendrick Perkins. They have a podcast together. That's their team. You can't just take his teammate off. Like, how do you?
It's a tougher
match. That's a good point. But I don't think we can. I don't think we could allow for those two to play together. That's like the Bash Brothers from Mighty Ducks playing. Like, we can't let those. No. We can't let those. And honestly, you wouldn't get any hoop in just hearing them talk and then hearing the laugh together. You'd be mesmerized by it.
Two tons of fun right there. Well, you can't.
If you guys thought I was going to come on radio and television and say that I was going to lose at anything to you guys, you were wrong.
I have no comment, man. I'm
done discussing this.
I'm finished. I don't even, these dudes is crazy, man.
Keyshawn, you're the least of my worries on a basketball court.
Well, if you know anything about me, Dan, I ain't going to say it if I don't believe it. You already know that.
Yeah.
You already know. I ain't going to say it if I don't believe it. Only thing you're going to ever beat me in is golf.
So wait, Dan, you're saying you're a better basketball player than Key?
Right now, I could beat Keyshawn on one-on-one, absolutely.
Dan's not, I've seen
Dan play.
Mind?
Dan's not bad, but Dan, I can't put Dan over Key.
Dan, you lost your mind.
What are we playing to? Are we playing to 11?
Whatever y'all want to play to.
Play to 1, 11,
yeah,
111.
Wins.
If we're
first
playing to 11, I'm 100% beating Keyshawn.
Are you out of your – ah, man, I can't talk to you, Dan. It's because only of thing, I said again, Dan, like, only thing you're going to beat me in is swimming and golf. That's it.
Dan only has one meal a day, and I'm getting how much? What's your
cardio
like?
I wouldn't give a damn if Dan don't eat at all. He ain't beating me in nothing, and he's a quarterback.
So
no, he ain't even gonna beat me in throwing the damn football.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Not
all right, now on the bigger,
That's a good question, James. Why is there a target on Key's back like he can't?
Because that's the way to go, man. You gotta go at me. If you don't go at me, it ain't no fun.
And also, because you can't go at Jay at basketball. What are you going to do?
Jay was one of the greatest college basketball players ever, so it's naturally easy to go at Keyshawn. But on the
absolutely
bigger and more important things, because I need someone with actual pull. Jay, am I good with some Nets tickets in this series?
Yeah, we can talk that through.
I need someone who's got some actual hookup.
Yeah, we can talk.
They're going to be at the court at Westport.
Exactly.
That's where you can go get the tickets.
After you meet me at the court tonight with the lights
If I beat you, I got 6 tickets to the Nets Celtics series, right?
Oh, he'll do better than that. Don't stop. I'm stopping Jay right now. He's going to give you his house if you beat him. Stop, Jay.
I'm a compulsive better. Let me rephrase myself. Yes.
Hey, Max, what did we really bring Dan on the show for?
We were going to talk some football, but this is too much fun.
Got a minute left.
I mean, you want to talk about
– I want to ask him really quick. I want to ask him about the quarterback and Aaron Rodgers not being in OTAs and minicamp right now. Is that a real problem real quick, Dan?
No, I don't think so at all. The receivers that are going to be a part of their football team, you know, are going to be young players that still have to get used to, like, kind of learning this offense before that the timing and the – you know, the repetitions matter. We got a long training camp that they can get all that stuff in. So I have no issue with him not being there.
Hey, Dan, I have one last question before we let you go. Are we playing with backcourt violations on when we play?
Of course. This isn't bitty basketball, bro. Okay. We play with the rules.
Yeah, just
of
watch
course.
Out for
Call
that line.
Fouls.
Just watch out for that line, Dan.
You got to watch out for the line because Jared Allen's not out there, Dan.
Just don't want you to step your foot on that line, Dan.
Yeah, we don't want you to back up the wrong way.
All right. I'll beat her at 6:30 tonight, Jay. I'll beat her at 6:30 tonight.
For real.
And I'm bringing Instagram live. And if you're not there, I'm smearing your name.
If you two are going to do this, I'm going to drive up to Westport to watch.
I'm there at 6:30 tonight. Post 6 o'clock Sports Center.
I know you'll be at home in the home studio too, so
I'm bringing my all Adam Morrison with me.
Let's go.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. People challenging this show, you count me out, but Key and Jay, the number one and two picks in their respective drafts in their sports, Jay, two-time player of the year in basketball, I don't see it. I don't know why they want it. So which ESPN two-on-two team wins the ESPN tournament? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Also, at Key J and Max on Twitter. Guys, I want you to listen to what Brian Windhorst said, speaking of basketball, ESPN NBA insider, obviously, on Greeny. Listen to this about Westbrook and the Lakers.
Frankly, I thought Frank Vogel was more supportive of Westbrook than he should have been. He stuck with him longer. He kept him in the starting lineup longer. If you want to criticize Frank Vogel for stuff that he did this year, he was too supportive of Westbrook. And here we have Westbrook talking about how he wasn't. I mean, it's borderline delusional. And I can't come into a situation when I've got a really good job right now or other options and try to deal with a player who is delusional like this. So I would say yesterday was not a step forward in the attractiveness of the Los Angeles job.
He is, like, I hate to say it, man. It pains me, especially in L.A., because he has so much support in L.A., Westbrook. But Windy is right to me. Like, it's Westbrook, he's not wrong about the what he's saying technically. He's right. I've been making the case the whole time. First half, he's no good. He's terrible every first half because he's playing on in a new team, new teammates. He's figuring it out. Second half, he's great. This year, second half, he was getting better. But a lot of that's because he's able to play with his new teammates. So Westbrook's right again there because LeBron and AD were never healthy. But guys, it just so what people are thinking is, wait, Russ, everything has to be perfect for you to still not win a championship? It's just a bad look. It's a bad
look. I like Wendy's reporting and stuff like that. But to think that he's delusional about what he feels, I would say Wendy's wrong. If that's the way Westbrook feels, that things wasn't going eye to eye with the head coach, he's in the room. He knows. And a lot of that, to me, sometimes, as I said before, a player feels a certain way because things aren't working with the head coach may affect his play because he's out there on the court thinking he's not with the running mates that he thought he would be with. Look, we all can admit he did not have a good season at all. No stretch of the imagination would make me think that this dude played well. There's no way. He knows that, and we know that.
Key, I'm just going to call it what it is. This is Russell Westbrook is a symptom of a horrible culture, man. Like, what happens in horrible cultures, Key? Finger pointing. It's not my fault. It's your fault. Oh, who's going to get thrown underneath the bus? Who has more power? Like, so I get that Russell finds himself in a corner where all of a sudden he has to defend his reputation, and he didn't have a great year. But I hate how this narrative gets spun about him being delusional and everything being about Russ when the culture has sucked to begin with. Like, who's really making the decisions? People were saying Frank Vogel, was it coming up higher? And I'm not saying that Russ hasn't given chances, but there's too much jockeying for position here to act like this was a healthy culture for somebody to be successful in.
So, guys, To the Max is brought to you by Toyota. Make a powerful statement every time you pull up in the pickup that's five-changing the game, the all-new Tundra Toyota. Let's go places. Evan, we ready for this?
Yeah, let's play To the Max. So this is teams that will win a title before their window closes. So your confidence level to win a title before their window closes.
Before their window closes.
Let's start with the Lakers. Are you at 0, 50, or to the max that the Lakers win a title before this window with LeBron closes, Key?
I'm at 50. I don't think it's to the max because I got to see what they do this offseason, and I'm not at 0 because LeBron James, I'll never count him out.
I'm at 0. I don't think they're going to be able to pull off any miraculous trade. And I look at Golden State getting better. I look at Memphis ascending. I look at the Denver Nuggets when they get Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray back as one of the favorites to win the world championship next year. So I'll go 0.
I'm with Key. I'm at 50. Like, unless you believe AD is done playing at least 60 games a year, he's kind of due to hit at least 60 games. If he and LeBron are healthier next year, and I think there's a good chance that they will be, you get the pieces around them, right? As Key's been saying, some 3-and-D guys. I can't go to 0. I think the window is not closed on them, believe it or not.
Jay, how about the Nets, 0-50 to the max? They win a championship before this window with KD and Kyrie closes.
I think to the max. I think they're better. I mean, you get KD and Kyrie on the same page. They get Ben Simmons back with some pieces around it defensively. I'm not saying that's going to happen this year because I don't believe they will get there this year. But next year and the year after, I think they will be one of the favorites.
Yeah, I'm to the max on them. I think that they both are still relatively young in their careers. Ben Simmons comes back healthy. I think that they certainly have a viable chance to win a championship before their window close.
Man, I'm at a 50 this year. Like, I can't go to zero on the Nets this year as big of a long shot as they look like, because Kyrie could do what he just did last night. KD's the best player in the world to me still. They could do it this year.
How about the Suns? 0-50 to the max. They win a title before their window closes with CP3.
For who is this?
I'm gonna go 50 on this one. I think their best chance is to win it this year. Well, I still think Memphis is gonna be such a hard out for this team. This is their best shot because if they don't get it this year, I think that window's closed.
You know, I'm gonna go 50, and it really is about CP3 for me. For whatever reason, I mean, as a player, I love him, right? I mean, he's one of the all-time great guards in this league. But it's like for the last 6 years or so, 7 years or so, I've been saying it's his time. Lob City, it's his time. Houston, okay, he's going to get it. Phoenix last year, oh, my God, they beat the Lakers. Okay, they're going to get it. Now I'm saying it all over again, but I got 50% of it in and 50% of it out.
I got to go 50, but I think the window kind of – it could close this year, and I'll tell you why if they don't get it done. Because what we're really saying is while Chris Paul is still Chris Paul, how much longer can he play at this level? Because if they win one, Key, Jay, and Chris Paul's not quite what he was, but the team around him is better, that's not really what we're talking about. So it is do or die for me right now with Chris Paul and the Suns.
I would accept it if he's just on a team in one.
I know, but it's kind of like the way Jason Kidd got it, or Gary Payton to one degree or another. It's what
no,
we mean is when they're at their best.
That's at the end. Chris is probably 3 years away from
right.
The
maybe,
end.
Maybe.
Last one, guys. Sixers. Will they win it before the title before their title window closes? Max, start with you. 0-50 to the max. Sixers win a title before their window closes.
I'm going to zero because if the window involves James Harden, I don't see it right now.
Yeah,
I'll go.
I'm with Max. Zero.
I'll go 50, just because of Joel Embiid, and this is the first year he's been healthy the entire year. It feels like so.
How many more of these does
that's
he have in him?
Yeah, that's why I go 50. I'm not sure.
Oof. Embiid. So, guys, the Nets move on, and KD isn't happy about what one teammate had to say heading into their first-round matchup. Now, the media asks the question of one guy, he answers it, and we go to KD, and we go, hey, hear what he said? And now KD's not happy. We're going to get into it next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.